Hosea. Chapter 12. Ephraim feeds on wind, and follows after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord has also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his deeds will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel, and prevailed, he whipped, and made supplication unto him, he found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial name. Therefore turn you to your God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on your God continually. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand, he loves to oppress. And Ephraim said, Yet I have become rich, I have found myself wealth, in all my labors they shall find no iniquity in me that is sin. And I that am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt will yet make you to dwell in tents, as in the days of the appointed feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and gave symbols, by the witness of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity, they sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal, yea, their altars are like heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into the country of Aram, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly, therefore shall he leave his blue guilt upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him.